is the Tom Likas Show.
I call in regards to the Tim Likas Show.
And now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
Mad people.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Here it is, a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And joining us in studio is just every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, in the guise of criminal defense attorney Adam Seck. Good to see you, Adam.
Hey, great to see you, Tom. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Doing my thing here, as you know.
As always.
Yes. So here we are. We're going to talk in this hour about some of the nasty things people are accused of doing. Some of them they've done, but the cops don't have enough evidence. Some of them they haven't done, but the cops think they have enough evidence. And sometimes they just take out the tasers and the clubs and they hit first, don't ask questions. Okay.
Did you see this thing, Tom, with this Asian lady outside the club that got beaten up really bad and got killed?
You couldn't forget the name. Two syllables. Kim Pham.
What's unbelievable is that the police can't get anyone to come forward, right? It's like this wall of silence.
Apparently, a number of people saw what happened. Apparently, there were a lot of witnesses. But I guess it depends on who the suspects are. And what are we thinking here? Possibly, organized crime of some kind? Street gangs?
I think there are a lot of communities that don't see the police as very friendly, and they don't want to deal with them.
Right.
And the police go and knock, and they try to find witnesses, and they just, like, get lost. Leave us alone. We don't want to say anything.
Yeah.
So, Tom,
wouldn't you think the fam would want the... Did you get
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Do you think the fam family would...
The fam.
Don't you think they'd want to get this wrapped up? Like they want to...
They want some justice for their
don't
girl.
Don't they have friends? Where is it? Garbage Grove? Westminster? Where is it?
Garbage Grove. But meanwhile, the police say that she started it. The people bumped into each other and she wouldn't accept the apology or whatever.
So what did she supposedly do?
Literally, Tom, it's as stupid as two people bumping into one another. And someone said something nasty, and the other one apologized but didn't really mean it, and it accelerated from there.
So you killed him.
Yeah, it's not a joke, man. This
you're
is
not
what
sorry?
We've come to.
I'm going
to
kill you.
Yeah, well, you're not sorry enough, apparently, or you said it sarcastically, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that story, and it's on the news here in L.A. every night, every single night, because there's always some new tidbit about
tragedy,
who won't talk,
man.
Or where the cops have gone, or a new piece of information that we haven't heard before, or whatever.
I know I talk about all the sexy stuff when we talk about DUIs and everything, but I've been working on something else, Tom, that's coming up a lot more than you would think, is people that have old stuff. I got a couple of calls from people that are literally living in Europe that have these warrants that they ignored. They kind of did that Roman Polanski thing.
Yeah.
they posted bail or they were let out without bail or whatever, and they have some kind of a, you know, semi-serious, not a murder, but something in the middle.
Like 100 parking tickets?
No. More serious than that.
Okay.
Something that could give them, 10 years in jail. Some kind of assault or something.
Right.
And, they just literally went back to wherever they were from or where their parents live or something like that. And, it's definitely something where people can call me and I can, make an agreement with the district attorney or whatever here in whatever county and have them come back and deal with it and get it over. And, people think sometimes that, like, time helped them, that because it's been so many years, it's been 3 years or 5 years or whatever, and nothing's happened, that nothing ever will happen. And that is a real fallacy, Tom. I knew this guy who was sleeping with his girlfriend unprotected, and I said to him, dude, you're crazy, it's Russian roulette. And he says, well, we've been doing it for 3 years, and she hasn't gotten pregnant yet. I don't think she can, And that's just, like, stupid beyond stupid. I mean, she ended up getting pregnant shortly thereafter. So the fact that nothing happened, a lot of these people just let it go for a long time. And the other interesting thing, and I've been sorting a few of these out lately, I actually have someone I want to join the show if he gets through with Dino, but people that have these things that they don't take care of that come back years later to strangle them. And it's really unbelievable. There was this woman that I represented who had been very irresponsible at 18 or 19, and she had, in Sweden, run up all her credit cards. in Swedish money or whatever the hell it was, and, you know, just disappeared, moved to America. Now she's in her 30s, so this is like years later. She's married, she has a house and kids and all this other stuff. Anyway, the Swedish company figured out where she was. They had some company, some international banking, something or
other.
She
probably had a Visa card, MasterCard in Sweden.
Yeah, but just like an irresponsible student here, she was doing it over there. But anyway, so she gets a demand letter or whatever through some banking something or other for like $300,000, which was her original bill plus interest and penalties and legal whatever.
Cost of finding her.
Yeah. They got her for every kind of legal and investigative whatever. And her husband, you know, he didn't know that. He's married this foreign chick, you know, and now there's a lien on the house. And he's like, what the hell is this, you know? And she's like, man, that was like a different life, you know? And we talk a lot on the show, especially when we're talking about family law, about guys that get into massive arrearages on child support and how that's subject to a lot of interest. And I talk to guys that owe hundreds of thousands and they take their driver's license away from them and all these other things. But you know that that can happen in a lot of different contexts. And this particular person actually was going to, and I know you're going to love this, Tom. You know those on the back of the matchbook schools that we talk about?
Yeah, Draw Winky used to say. Remember the picture of the deer? And it said, Draw Winky.
Draw Winky.
Yes.
And then there was the one that was the chef school you were telling me
about. Dean, look up Draw Winky.
Remember Winky? What was that chef school you were talking about?
Oh, Cordon Bleu.
What's the story on that one? That was great.
Cordon Bleu at one time was for decades, maybe centuries, was one of the most respected chef schools in Europe.
France, but, right?
In France. And if I recall correctly, and again, if I'm wrong, they'll correct me, but if I recall correctly, an American entrepreneur bought up the intellectual property, that is, the name, Cordon Bleu, the school, the rights to open the school, make branches of it or whatever. And so Cordon Bleu now, instead of being, Cordon Bleu was like the Oxford University of cooking schools.
Wow.
You know. And now they advertise on the Maury show telling you that, hey, how would you like to be a chef? Everybody is becoming a chef. And how would you like to become a Rhodes Scholar? Call 1-800-ROADS. That's right. And they're like, how would you like to be a chef? And so it's one of these schools that advertises during the day that I suspect, and it's just my opinion, I suspect that you go there and they say, hey, here's a picture of Bobby Flay, here's a picture of Rachel Ray. Now, let me take you down to the bursar's office. We're going to show you how to get a student loan for, say, I don't know, $40,000, so you too could be a chef at Cordon Bleu, one of the most respected institutions in the world.
You're right about Draw Winky, man. It's an old school ad. It says you may win one of five $795 commercial art scholarships or any one of one $10 cash prize of $110 cash
prize.
But
Dino, does that school still exist?
I'm going to look that up, but it is, let's see, the Art Instruction Schools Incorporated.
I used to call it the closed cover before striking artists.
It's out of Minneapolis. I don't know if it's around anymore because this is your entrant has to be in before April 30th, 1971. That's just one of them. But, it's in the back of some
That's
magazine.
The last time anybody used a match to light a cigarette, I think, 1971.
It says, accredited by the Accrediting Commission of the National Home Study Council.
Ooh.
Approved veterans training.
Well,
done.
Pretty impressive, man.
Done.
Nice. I'm imagining all those guys in the wheelchairs wheeling back from Vietnam drawing Winky.
Well, the thing is that those schools are commercial in nature. They're not nonprofit schools like your basic university. They're actually owned by public companies in some instances, right?
Right. I own stock in one of these publicly traded companies that owns a number of what they call brands, which are different college names that advertise on television, and they are primarily student loan mills. You know, they get you in there. They tell you, how would you like to do gun repair? How would you like to... And I love the ones that run during Maury, you know, that they are all trying to appeal to women of color who have kids to support. How would you like to be a dental assistant? How would you like to be a nurse? And it's always the same thing. Your financing is available.
Well, my guy, Tom, just like this thing, just like child support, okay, and like this person that I mentioned from Sweden, he apparently, when he was fairly young, went to one of these technical schools and they lined him up with a bunch of student loans. This is when he was like 17, 18, 19 years old. And this is classic. You know, when you talk about these guys, we always talk in Lycus 101, and you say to the guy, why did you have two kids? And he says, oh, I was 18, 19, I didn't know what the hell I was doing, I was stupid. You know, okay, well, same story. Here's a guy who, you know, like you say, thought that he's going to have this incredible technical whatever career, and he went for this school, signed a bunch of student loans, and went for about a semester or two and dropped out. And then the problem is that he forgot all about the loans. Now here he is in his 30s, and counting interest, penalties, and everything else, it's huge amounts of money. Wow. And they're going after him full bore. Yeah. They file lawsuits. They go after garnishing his wages, taking his tax returns.
And because it was a student, quote-unquote, student loan,
right.
Aren't there certain laws now that say you can't file bankruptcy, you can't hide in the closet, they can come after you in every possible way, in ways they couldn't if you took out a loan to buy a sofa?
Well, exactly right. Because it's a federally guaranteed loan, it does not go under bankruptcy. It survives bankruptcy. So even if you declare bankruptcy, you can't get rid of it.
Yep.
It's like a tax debt. It's going to follow you.
We should just get back to, you know, let's just go back to debtor's prison like we used to have in this country in the early days.
It's not funny. You know, we talked about debtor's prison in the context of child support.
Right.
Judges are putting men into jail for, child support violations and whatnot. They wouldn't think twice about it.
Now, I want to throw something at you that could have been a real problem for me, and I didn't even know it.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to tell you something about me you don't know. I own 4 cars.
Okay, let me think about this now. The Tesla.
The Tesla.
Right. You've got a Lexus. I remember
seeing
that around.
I do. Got the Lexus.
I think that's it for me.
I have got a Toyota FJ Cruiser 4x4.
Oh, okay.
And I've got a Camry Hybrid.
Oh, I wouldn't have known that one.
Yeah. Well, it stays in the garage.
That's for the girlfriend? I mean, what's that?
It just stays in the garage a lot. You never know when you're going to have a girlfriend, and then you're going to say, okay, I'm not going to buy you a car, but I got a Camry.
You can use.
That's the girlfriend car. You can get in that. I got 4 cars. Bottom line.
Didn't used to be a RAV4, and she always wanted an upgrade, and you wouldn't give it to her?
Yes. That's correct.
So that's now the Camry.
That's right. That's right. So anyway, here's the deal. Okay, I own 4 cars, and I think when I bought the FJ Cruiser, I don't know if what happened, but I had to go to the DMV for some reason and pay in person. I don't know what had happened, but I went to the DMV, and I did a transaction in person, and I had no idea what was going on, what they were doing. I just, whatever they tell you, you go to the DMV, you question it. You just hand over the $20, you hand over the $195 or the $395 registration, or whatever it is, you just hand it over.
Hey, what choice do you have?
Well, guess what? Recently, I had paid my registration late. It was not a car I was currently driving, so it was not going to cause me a problem, but I had paid my registration late. And so, rather than go to the DMV website, which I don't think you can do once you're late, I went to the DMV in Hollywood, and I attempted to resolve this matter. Well, I soon came to find out that for 3 years, one of my cars has had the wrong license plate on it.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, I didn't put the wrong license plate on it. At one time, it was the right license plate. And some kind of clerical error at the DMV made it the wrong license plate.
Wow.
In fact, one of the license plates I have was not even on any registration card that I had for any of my 4 vehicles. I had somebody else's plate. I don't know if they sent me the wrong plate. I don't know what happened. Here's the thing. How lucky was I that none of the cars involved got pulled over?
We got into an accident.
Or got into an accident. What? How do you explain that to the cop? By the way, I had insurance that had the wrong license plate on it because the insurance agent said, what is your license plate number? I said, I don't remember. Let me go look at my car. And I wrote it down and I read it to the... So now I've been insuring a car with the wrong license plate. My insurance cards had the wrong license plate.
Jeez.
The tags were wrong. The wrong tags were on the wrong plates. Had I gotten pulled over in any of the vehicles involved, I could have been in a world of trouble. Now, what would I have done? There's not a cop on earth who's going to believe that story. Not a cop on earth. By the way, I wouldn't even have known the reason. If they ran my plate, they would find that the plate that was on the car was not the plate that goes with that car. What do you do?
That's a good thing you know me, Tom.
I know. But I might have been in handcuffs, and then hopefully I'd get a phone call. Hopefully I'd reach you. You answer your own phone.
I sure did. They give you one phone call.
Yes. So, that seriously.
No, but it would have seemed like you were doing something crazy. You stole the car, or you switched plates or something. I mean, it
right.
would have been, the first thing that cop would notice is when it doesn't match.
By the way, the DMV, they would not concede that they made a mistake. They made me pay $20 for a new plate.
Right.
To replace the plate that I had that didn't that
right.
didn't
no
belong to any vehicle.
There's no way they're going to acknowledge that they did anything.
No. They said, well, we could go to the microfiche, but I'm telling you, you wanted to switch plates. I said, unless I was like in the fraud business and trying to sell a car and claim it was another
yeah.
car, why would I want to do that?
Yep, that's what I would have thought.
I bought these all these cars I bought new. And in each case, I put the plate on the vehicle that the dealer gave me or had sent to me at the time. And they were all bought in different years. So there's no way that the plate from one car could have been mistakenly placed on another car. It just couldn't happen.
Unreal.
So I could have been in handcuffs. I literally, if I got pulled over in one of these vehicles, I could have literally been in handcuffs. And, you know, two of the vehicles are Toyota. So that was where the mix-up was. But how it happened, I don't know. How screwed up would that have been had I been driving one of these cars?
I don't know what to say.
I'm telling you what. I'm selling two of the vehicles. I'm getting out of that business. Just getting out of that business. But I literally had to go to the DMV in Lompoc, California, where there's no line. I had to go to the DMV in Lompoc, and I had to pay $20 to get a new license plate.
You got off easy.
I did. How lucky was I not to have been pulled over and accused of God knows what? Now, before we do anything else here, we've got Adam Sachs here, and he is here in the guise of criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. I'm going to give you the phone number so you can start lining up for your free legal advice, you deadbeat. You can call this number right now, 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. 901-3000-866. Now, we have someone on the phone named Jose. Do you know somebody named Jose?
Yes, of course.
You do?
I've been waiting for him. Let's go.
He's right here. Jose!
Hey!
Jose, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Thanks for coming on.
Not a problem. Thank you, guys.
So, I was telling Tom about your little tragedy. You basically are the guy, right? Didn't you go to some sort of technical school when you were a teenager?
I sure did, right out of high school.
What happened?
So, right out of high school, I went to this electronics program school. They convinced me that I was going to make a lot of money, that it was the best thing for me, and it was short term. So I bought the hype, and I jumped in it. And
the first thing you do is
you
take out a lot of student
uh-huh.
loans, right?
Oh, yeah, I had to. Everything was student loans.
See, Tom, is exactly what we're talking about here.
I know.
Everything was student loans. A few months down the line, I realized that, you know, they don't, it's not guaranteed to get a job right after the course.
Right.
And then I found out that it was going to cost me $50,000 or more.
Serious money.
I dropped the program.
You should have become a chef. That's only $40,000.
All right. So anyway, so you did it for about a year, and then you dropped it, right?
I dropped it.
All right. This is good advice to the other boys now, Jose. It's important. So now, fast forward about what? 10 years?
More. 12 years later.
12
no more.
Years.
I'm 32
more.
Now.
Oh, 15 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell your tragic story now.
So they began to. I garnish my wages. At the same time, I receive a letter saying they want to take my income taxes as well.
Tax return,
Tom. I panicked,
Tom.
And I called Adam.
All right, well, that's it. There we go. That's the happy part of the story.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
It's been a peaceful mind right after that.
Well, I appreciate that. We're going to take care of it, of course. But
no,
I just
thank
want.
You. Thank you, Adam.
No, you're welcome, Jose. It's no problem. I just, you know, it's not to embarrass you or anything, but I want to talk to the guys that are about to do what you're talking about, you know? People don't realize. I mean, here you are 15 years later, you haven't had a thought about this school, and all of a sudden I think they're taking your wages, right? They're garnishing your wages. They're seizing your tax return. They're like really putting it to you, right?
I was like between a hard place and the wall, man. It's just horrible.
And I think they take like 50% of your income, right?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And how much do you owe altogether?
probably owe around, I think it's around $10,000 now.
Right, and they also put interest and penalties and all that stuff?
With everything.
Yeah. See, what I'm able to do, Tom, in these cases is negotiate with them and try to reason with them to, you know, come up with something. A lot of times these cases come up and they are lost by default because they send the papers to, like, Jose's old address or he never got it or whatever, or he didn't know what it was, he threw it away. A lot of times people get scared. They, like, put it in a drawer or whatever. And you see how these little stupid things that you do, we were always talking about child support, but here you're talking about an educational thing, and here it is years and years later, and it comes back to bite you. And this stuff never goes away. Look at that girl from Europe, and here it's haunting her in America. And here's a guy who forgot all about it, and it's 15 years later. He could be, you know, I don't think he is, but Jose could be living in another state or whatever. He's in North Carolina, and all of a sudden he gets this thing from this school that he forgot about. So it's no joke. I'm really glad to be helping you with it, Jose.
Thank you so much, Adam. I really appreciate it.
All right, thanks for coming on and giving an example to the boys.
Yeah, most definitely. No, stick to the regular colleges, not those universities that are all over the place.
Universities. 100 convenient locations.
At the nearest hood.
Call 800-EDUCATE.
Whatever it is. You said any school that has an 800 number is trouble, right?
Any school has got an 800 number or has 100 locations, one near you.
Or advertises on TV.
Or anyone that has a green freeway sign that says next exit.
Okay.
Cooking school. Not an official institute of higher learning.
Well,
it's
You were teasing about the chef. I mean, in the end, going to chef school, chefs don't make a whole lot, right?
Well, some do.
But some very rare cases.
Well, yes, it's like going to singing school. You know, Beyonce makes $30 million a year, and you're going to be singing over there at the Holiday Inn. and most of you are going to sing at the Holiday Inn. And that's the way it works. And by the way, there are some things you can't even teach at a school. But certainly, some of these things, like, come on, $40,000 to learn. Some of the things they teach in these schools, you could learn by becoming an apprentice, like plumbing. Many plumbers learn how to be plumbers by going out and being a plumber's apprentice.
So you work with a plumber.
You work with a plumber. The plumber teaches you what he knows. You don't go to a school for that. It just means you have no initiative. You don't know how to, like, ask around, call a few plumbers out of the phone book or off of Yelp or something and say, hey, I smell good. I'd like to be your apprentice.
I just remember, Tom, that you always talked about, you know, going to school and getting your degree and not, you know, not dropping out and all. So I think that people get mixed up because these things sound like that thing, you know.
Right.
Sounds like you're going to be a college grad or whatever.
But a university has at most two campuses, okay? If it has 100 campuses, I don't care what they say in the commercial. It's not a university. It's not a college. Okay, it's a trade school that's called a college. That's what it is.
Well, it kills me how it comes to haunt Jose later on.
Well, yes, because in reality, that school is a student loan mill. That's what they call them. That's what the government calls them, loan mills. Well, the whole purpose is to get people to apply for federal loans, and the school gets their piece. And then later, when you can't find a job and you can't pay the bill, then later they come after you with both fists.
It reminds me, like I was talking about, these people that had convictions from years ago and, you know, never went to court or whatever. You know, we don't have a police state, so it's not like the cops are going door-to-door looking for you. But that doesn't mean you're not on the list.
Right.
And you're going to end up going through a stop sign, or you're going to have something stupid happen, and, you know, some cop is going to have contact with you and say, I need to see your ID. He's going to punch it in the computer, and you're going to end up spending that night in jail.
Now, I joked about somebody with 100 parking tickets, but
that's no joke.
Somebody listening has 100 unpaid parking tickets.
That's tough.
And they just try to drive under the speed limit and put their seatbelt on and hope for the best.
I think the most I ever really tackled was a guy who had, like, 20.
20.
That was a lot.
What do you do? Look, if you're listening, you know who you are, okay? There's people listening to us right now who have a bunch of unpaid parking tickets, speeding tickets, who knows what. Now, should they hide under the bed? Or should they go in and throw themselves in the mercy of the court?
No. Definitely.
What do you do?
Well, I've had a couple of guys tell me that they were going to go to the court, like you say, and just, you know, beg the clerk or whatever. What could happen, considering that you have a bench warrant or you have multiple, is that you're going to go to the counter and you're going to end up arrested.
Right there.
The judge is going to say, take him, officer, put him in cuffs. This guy's got, you know, zillions of bench warrants from, you know, different counties or different courthouses or whatever. You definitely have to let someone like me go and clean it up. And by the way, Tom, I've been getting, and by the way, from the show, I've been getting a lot of listeners, P1s and others, and I've been doing all kinds of fix-ups and tickets and stuff. And you'd be surprised. We always talk about people that have this dramatic, you know, DUI or whatever, this career-ending thing. But I've got a lot of people that have speeding tickets, red light tickets, you name it. And there are a lot of people who forget them, like that fix-it ticket that you forgot. And you have 6 months, a year go by, and people start getting freaked out because it jacks up to very high amounts. It's very scary if you have a few of them. I don't know if I could tackle 100, but, I mean, people have 3, 5. You'd be surprised how many people have 3
to 5.
Oh, I
know that's true. And there are some people who just look at it as the cost of doing business. I have known women who are like pharmaceutical salespeople, and they're driving around downtown L.A., and they're constantly double parking, or they're constantly parking in the red, or they're constantly parking in handicapped spaces because they say, oh, the parking lot is 6 blocks away, I'm not going to make my appointment. And they get away with it most of the time, but every once in a while they get slapped with a ticket.
Right. And I think what ends up happening sometimes, I mean, maybe you're talking about parking tickets, which is problematic in a different sort of way. But I think that people are freaked out at first. And again, like I said, they think somehow with the passage of time that it's gotten softer. And unfortunately, it hasn't. It's just the opposite. And you're not going to be able to talk your way out of it. You're going to get some cop who's going to say, look, buddy, I'm sorry, but I got to take you in to deal with this. You're not going to end up having bail. And, you know, it interrupts your life. You like, can't go to work for a couple of days. Then you start looking for a lawyer. That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Do it now. Take care of it. You know, so many people have told me, and especially when I do expungements, they say, man, what a fucking relief. I should have done this 10 years ago.
Right.
I don't know why I waited.
Right. Exactly right.
They thank me. They say, my whole life is better. I feel better. I was so nervous. Every time there was a cop driving, like, on the freeway near me, I was sweating. I felt guilty. I was afraid, you know. And it's like, what the hell for? Fix it. Deal with it. Big deal. I mean, I take payment plans, for Christ's sake, you know? There's no reason not to try to deal with it, or at least start working on it or something.
Right. Exactly right. Now, we're here with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. He's here in studio, as he is every Tuesday at 5 p.m., I'm sorry, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And he is here to answer your questions about, in this case, criminal matters. And whether you've been accused of one or your very good friend has been accused of one, it could be a DUI, it could be some other criminal matter, and who knows? You know, people get accused of things they didn't do all the time. Sometimes people have been accused rightly, but maybe there isn't enough evidence to convict them. I mean, everybody deserves a defense, and that might be you. So you might have questions about any kind of criminal matter. DUIs, of course, everybody knows somebody who's had a DUI, and that means that, yeah, you know, we're talking to a lot of people who probably have been pulled over, probably have done the old walk out there and touching their nose and all that. Is that you? All right, let's talk to you. Let's talk to anybody who has a question about criminal law. Here it is, 901-3000, Tom.
And we know that's not advised, Tom.
No.
Doing the walk and touching
no.
their nose.
No,
we had Gary was telling me about a celebrity who just did that and came out with great hilarity, apparently.
Really? Hadn't heard about that. 901-3000, Tom. All right, have you been accused of a crime? Do you know someone who has? Do you have questions about the law? You can ask him right now. It's free legal advice with attorney Adam Sachs. 901-3000, Tom, is our telephone number. It's 901-3000-866.
Over 700,000 tune-ins every month. Don't fuck with us. 901-3000, Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Devin Bronson is back with us to talk about the black box, but this time, instead of him talking about it or my talking about it, many P1 listeners like you have been writing to Devin and the folks at BN Audio to tell them how happy they are with the black box. What are people saying?
Yeah, the email response has been great, and I wanted to share a few of those with you today. One was from Robert in Escondido. He wrote, after plugging my iPod into the black box, my ears were very pleased. Thank you for a great product and exceptional service. We love that. Next was Stephen Kurtz, wrote us, my neighbors hate me now. That was good.
That's how you know it's good.
Yep, he's using it. Next was from Matt Hardy in Maui, out in Hawaii. He bought three of these from us. He wrote, I am blown away. I cannot believe the sound that came out of such a small box.
Now, this is very exciting. If someone listening now has been turned on by hearing what other P1s are saying, how do they get a black box?
They can go to our website. It's bnaudio.com, and they can enter the promo code Tom in their checkout and get 20% off.
Don't take my word for it. Take the word of other satisfied P1 listeners. People are buying that black box like crazy. Just go to bnaudio.com, enter the promo code Tom, and get 20% off. You're going to love the black box.
We're here with Dr. Skanky Poon. He's the director of testicular abnormalities at the Poonjai Center for Ball Health. Doctor, what can you tell us about tiny ball syndrome?
Oh, totally tiny. Terribly tiny balls.
Yes, it's tiny ball syndrome.
Terribly tiny, totally tiny balls.
Well, you heard the doctor.
Terribly tiny.
Don't let it happen to you.
Terribly tiny balls.
You heard him faster, harder.
We've been encouraging some of the small and medium-sized businesses out there to advertise on our show because radio has pretty much let them know they're not welcome with really high prices on their commercials. And our friends at Kelly Controls, they heard our call when we said, hey, small and medium-sized businesses, step it up. And here's Kelly Controls for all your industrial, electric, and system integration services throughout California. You just call Kelly Controls at 661-294-8000. Now, Kelly Controls specializes in PLC, automation, SCADA systems, variable frequency drives, instrumentation, and process and motion control. Kelly Controls can help you complete your project and get your equipment up and running quickly and professionally. All you have to do is call Kelly Controls at 661-294-8000. You got that? 661-294-8000, or you can visit them online at kellycontrols.com. And let me spell Kelly for you. K-E-L-L-E-Y, controls.com.
Hammer time.
It's the Tom Likas Show. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. At 901-3000-TOM, that is our telephone number, 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-866. It's free legal advice with our friend, criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. We are in studio, and your call is 901-3000-866. Let's go to Pamela in San Francisco. Pamela, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Pamela.
Hey, Pamela.
I was wondering, I had one that was a wet reckless, and then when I got the other
one. Nothing I like better than a wet reckless.
It turned into.
Yeah.
I've had more than one wet reckless, so I'll tell you right now.
Well, how do you get it expunged?
Oh, that's no problem. A wet reckless isn't that bad because typically that's.
A little penicillin is all it takes.
Well, Tom. A lot of times when people plea on a DUI, they're offered, particularly the first offense, to plea it down to what they call a wet reckless, which is a lot less serious than a regular DUI. And I don't know exactly what your punishment was, Pamela, but I presume you had to pay some fines and you got probation and so forth?
Yeah. Well, that was for that. And then that was done, but then I got the DUI before the 10 years was over.
Oh.
So then they both turned into a DUI. So then the wet reckless turned into a DUI.
Oh, my.
And the other one turned into a DUI.
Now it's an even wetter reckless.
So right. Now there's two DUIs on there. And
right.
It's almost been, so they both have to wait for 10 years.
No, that's not true.
That's what they said, and I want to know about expunging.
No, I understand. I don't know who they are. Okay, people always tell me what they said. I presume you're talking about the cops
I
or
know
some.
What you say?
Yeah, right. Well, you're talking about some random clerk or something. You have to take legal advice from a lawyer. Okay.
Okay.
The thing you talk about with the 10 years and these, you know, sometimes they talk about 6 years. This has more to do with the seriousness of the second one. Because if you get a DUI and then you get another DUI within 10 years, that's your second or even third offense. And once it gets to be, yeah, I understand, but once it gets to be more than 10 years, that clock resets. But That doesn't mean it was expunged. People think that somehow after 6 years, I've heard a lot of different numbers, after 4 years they automatically expunge or whatever. That's not true.
Yeah.
And not a wet reckless either. You have to affirmatively have an attorney file for an expungement, and that's something that'll be happening.
That.
Yeah, of course. Those will always be on your record otherwise.
Wow, I know there's a lot of people that my friend thought hers were automatically just going to fall off when she had her one. You have to go and get a lawyer and get it expunged.
Absolutely. Now, you don't have to wait 10 years either. It needs to be concluded, which means, for example, on a first offense DUI or a wet reckless, is very common that you'll have to pay $2,000 or $3,000 in fines if you're found guilty, and community service, and go to AA and alcohol education and some money to the courts, and then typically probation 3 years. So the day after your 3 years of probation have ended, I can go and get it expunged for you. Okay?
So all my probation and stuff is done for both.
Yep.
For everything. I'm just sitting here waiting on the... I thought I was sitting waiting for 10 years.
No. If you go to the courthouse in your neighborhood and you have them look up your name and you give them your date of birth, you will see that both of those are still there. And they'll always be there. And employers can find them, and they come up on the FBI computer databases and so forth, and they can mess up your career. It's really a stupid thing. And so, like I said, especially once the several years and your probationary period, you're a naughty girl because you got your first one and then you got the second one. So you need both of them to be concluded, and you said that they were, and I can definitely clean them up for you and expunge them. I have to say that the people that I've done it for, especially recently, but I've been doing it for years, people have been so happy. They just say it's such a relief. It's such a great thing to, quote-unquote, be a virgin again and not to have a sting hanging over them. It's really true.
Now I can do it all over again.
No.
Oh.
No.
Guy, see?
I'm not going
troublemakers
that,
here.
So do you get wet reckless anymore, Pamela, or are you not as reckless?
Pamela learned a lesson.
I'm fully dry. I'm done with all that.
I don't know. I had people call me lately and ask me, you know, what do I do when I get arrested and how do I act when I get arrested? And I say, what are you talking about? Can you please not get arrested? How about that? It's some kind of natural thing. Like it's almost like a rite of passage or something. But it's not cool. We had a big crash in the past few days of a lady that went the wrong way on the freeway.
That's bad. I didn't do nothing like that.
No, she killed four people or five. God. How many people did she kill, Tom? That was
I don't know, but wasn't she previously convicted of a DUI?
I think she had a kid in the car with her.
Nice.
So,
that was all bad.
Let's not do that, okay?
No.
Don't encourage him, Tom.
My oh my.
No.
Now, let me ask you, Adam. Pamela, thank you. I really appreciate
the call.
Let's talk about that case for a second. All right, you've been convicted of a DUI. You fulfill at least some of the requirements, whatever they are. You're picking up trash, and you're going to Alcoholics Anonymous, and you're going to alcohol reeducation classes and being taught by an alcoholic how to drive drunk next time so you don't get in trouble.
Recovered alcoholic.
Whatever. And then... Then there you are. You're on the 60 freeway. You're going eastbound on the westbound lane, whatever it is.
Horrible.
And bam, you just did it again. Okay, now.
I think, did she die? No, maybe not. I think the others died. She lived.
Well, someone's going on trial, so I think the driver lived.
It just, you know, Thomas.
The driver lived. Six people died.
Right.
Including
six.
Her sister and other members. It was a disaster.
Now, I hope you never have to defend somebody like that, Adam, but if you did, what would they be facing?
I wouldn't know where to start, Tom.
What would they be facing in this case?
Obviously, vehicular manslaughter. Serious stuff. Well, we were talking about, and this is something you and I kidded about, I think, 6 months ago or something.
You can't get that down to a wet reckless, I guess.
No, I'm not bargaining that one down so easy. But we talked about this, Tom, that, you know, if the society was really serious about dealing with DUI, it would be like one DUI, 6 months in jail, second DUI, you lose your license for life.
Right.
Okay?
Done.
And as we see it in our society, we don't deal with it that
way. Third DUI, prison for life.
No, we don't do that. We just don't. We just kid around.
Because there's not as much money to be made. It costs a lot of money to put you in prison, but you make a lot of money.
We don't know what to do with murderers and rapists, okay? The DUI is a minor problem, relatively speaking.
Right.
You see how it crosses all socioeconomic forms. You have a lot of people that are problem drinkers. And then you even have people that are occasional drinkers that are binge drinkers and do stupid shit or whatever.
Now, you see stories. Most of them are not in California, so I'm guessing some of these states are really... really permissive. You see stories of people who've had 10 DUIs, 15 DUIs.
Listen, obviously the person's an alcoholic. He's got serious problems. He's emotionally fucked up, and he's doing crazy stuff. The problem is that we see that it can go very, very badly. In the case that we were just talking about, the Dina looked up for us. I mean, that's, you know, she killed several people. That's really horrible. And so, you know, you have to look at it both ways. I'm much more impressed with the caller who got the wet reckless, did it again, which is really stupid, but then didn't do it for years and obviously helped herself. And I got nothing against partying or whatever, but it's all the stuff we already know. Designated driver, blah, blah, blah.
So, but without talking about that case in particular, what could you do for somebody who already got convicted once, then went out and killed a bunch of people, did it again? How do you negotiate
everything
that?
You always do. You know, you attack the evidence, you try to turn it around, you do all the regular stuff that a defense attorney does. And then obviously if this person is a sure thing to be convicted, you try to get them the best possible deal. You know, you try to portray, which is not false, that they're obviously screwed up. I mean, what do you think? Do you think that someone who's a drug addict should go to prison? We were trashing Philip Seymour Hoffman, right?
Right.
But, I mean, if he had been caught, let's say, with, 90 bags of heroin or whatever, would you say that he needs to go to jail for 20 years?
No,
but
here's
the treatment.
It's one thing to be an addict to alcohol, heroin, whatever. It's another thing to kill people or endanger people's lives.
Well, you would kill yourself eventually.
I have no problem with people endangering their own lives, and I don't think government should get involved in that. In fact, I think that the cost of law enforcement, the cost of our liberties for, you know, the giving cops the right to pull your car over and look in your glove compartment or whatever it is they try to do, the cost of the courts and everything, it is not worth it. I think we just have a mountain of pure heroin, put it out there, have a dispenser with clean syringes, and tell you boys just to go out and have at it.
Okay, but the problem is that society does pay, Tom. Because these people end up having all kinds of medical problems and heart attacks.
Unless they do themselves in, you give them pure heroin, how many of these guys are going to live through that?
No, a lot of them will go into comas for years and years and so forth.
They might, but
so
I still think it'd be cheaper than looking.
Either way.
Be cheaper than looking for them or trying to catch them at what they're doing, which is a big waste of money. And frankly, the idea of taking the average citizen and turning them into a common criminal or a common suspect. Because somebody might shoot heroin is craziness.
Okay,
crazy.
So that's why, for example, in California and elsewhere, the marijuana laws were reformed. Right. But you saw that even in the European countries where they tried, like in Holland and so forth, the emphasis was always on soft drugs, right?
Although in London, and I don't know if it's the city of London or the entire UK, at one time, heroin was not only legal. You just had to have a prescription like we do with marijuana. So you had to go to your doctor, get a prescription to prove you're an addict.
They give you methadone or whatever.
No, heroin. And then you go get your heroin, but it was under controlled conditions. But they found that that didn't help the situation, and I think they overturned it at some point.
So they were doing it and they stopped?
Yeah.
Well, I got to check that out.
They didn't like the results.
That's interesting. Now, I thought that in Switzerland, for example, they would give you heroin. The thing is that you want to take the criminal aspect out of it. Then that's what, again, what Seymour, what's his goddamn...
About Philip Seymour Heroin.
Philip Seymour Heroin, you know, he was so rich that he didn't need to steal for his heroin.
Right.
But if he had been that much of an addict and he was a regular person, he would have ripped off his parents and he would have stolen everything out of his friends' houses and so forth. Okay. But the real question was, you know, is he a danger to the rest of us? And if this woman, for example, was driving with her baby in the car and her sister and she killed several other people going the wrong way or whatever, I mean, how more ridiculous can you get? So on the other hand, the society, and I'm part of this, right? I've got people I'm trying to help them get less punishment for drunk driving. But at the same time, drunk driving is a very, very serious problem.
Would you ever turn down a case?
Yes, of course.
On what basis?
I'm not very big on representing child molesters.
All right. Well, what if somebody was a two- or three-time loser with DUIs? Would you say yes to them?
I've had conversations with them, and very often I haven't, because I said to them, look, are you going to get help? You're fucked up. Are you going to get help or what? And they're screwed up. Even when you have people that call in and you're talking to them and you see that they're not all there.
Right.
You know, I say to them, are you drunk right now? You know, I mean, it's like, come on. And the guy's going, you know.
And they probably are.
I say, you know, I really appreciate you writing me a big check to defend you, but if I do this for you, are you going to fix this? And it's a big frustration for me. I've heard this about doctors, where this doctor helped this woman, and he put her all back together and did all these surgeries on her, and then at the very end, she committed suicide, you know? And the doctor said, like, all my work, you know, down the tubes.
How long has he got paid?
Well, I'm glad he got paid, but it's like, I've had guys where I got them off of cocaine charges, for example, cocaine possession, very serious, and I got the guy off, and then he calls me a month later, and he's been arrested again for the same damn thing. And it's like, come on, man. I worked on you. I helped you. I made this big effort for you. Mm-hmm. And you did the same damn thing a month later? Come on. So I think, you know, when somebody is a very hardcore drinker, I don't know that me helping him get his license back is necessarily something I want to be dealing with.
Now we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back. We're going to tell you how to get in touch with Adam and talk a little more here about the law. Adam Sachs is here, and the guys as criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs, as he is every other Tuesday. You can reach him right now at 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-866.
You're listening to the Internet's number one call-in show, 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Your brand name is important to you, so it's important for you to protect it. SlamDunkDomains.com is where you need to start. The guys at Slam Dunk Domains are experts in helping you protect your brand with top-level domain names, .com, .net, .org, and many more. Plus, they'll host your website and email right at the same place. Visit SlamDunkDomains.com today and enter coupon code TOM101 for a 15% discount on any purchase over $30. Let the guys over at SlamDunkDomains.com score for you and your business. SlamDunkDomains.com.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino show, especially on Gin and Juice Wednesdays.
Dino on an angry gin drunk can only be like a complete mess.
I'm really getting
mess. Holy shit, you are just about to witness something.
Destructive.
Want to get the kids out of the room?
Mm-hmm.
Dino's about to get down.
Yep. Gin mad. I'm gin mad.
He's not laid back. Smoking Indo, sipping on gin.
And I have no money to have my mind on. So that's out.
Guts, glory, stupidity.
Motherfuck.
The Gary and Dino Show.
And that's just fine.
Go to GaryandDino.com.
Laid back. With a mind on the lack of money and the money on the lack of the mind. Or whatever I said.
On this show, I love talking about how to save money. Well, here's one great way to save some money. If you need insurance, Costlow Insurance is the place to go to get the best deal. That's COSTLO, Costlow. Independent, family owned and operated since 1965, big fans of our show, and they're just great people. You know, when I was having trouble getting my Tesla Model S insured, and I was having trouble, Costlow got the job done, quick, easy. Total pleasure to deal with. Are you kidding? I'm so proud to be insured through Costlow. I think it's great. Now, you really should give them a call. Get a free, no-obligation quote at this number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CostlowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Now, they represent lots of A-plus rated insurance companies, and they'll work with you to get the right protection at the right price. For property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance. It's 818-707-7711. Competitive rates for all risks, from DUIs to spotless driving records, from basic liability to comprehensive full coverage policies. Do what I did. Call 818-707-7711 or visit Costlow.com today. Costlow, COSTLO.
Hammer time.
Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we are here with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. You hear Adam here every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Next week, Adam will return. talk about family law. Adam, how can people get in touch with you if they need to do that?
I'd be happy to talk to anybody. Give me a call. My number is toll-free, 800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. You can email me, adam@adamlawyer.com. And you can check my website, www.adamlawyer.com. And by the way, I answer my own phone.
Yeah, I know. I've called Adam. He picked up. I think I got him when he was in court or something. Still picked up the phone.
Maybe in the bathroom. Who knows?
Who knows? All right, so that web address again is adamlawyer.com. And his email address again, adam@adamlawyer.com.
No transmitters, no satellite dishes, no corporate bullshit. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary Hizino.
They're tearing me up.
We are brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. They call it teledildonics. Teledildonics. Internet-enabled devices that let long-distance partners feel each other.
We started to talk about this. There was a story not that long ago where, you know, you could get, you know, active with your partner
sure.
across the way
it's
with
here.
Movable parts.
It's here.
But now here we go.
Apparently, the guy has some sort of electric vagina
yep.
that he can manipulate, and the woman, you know, could be thousands of miles away, will feel that in her vagina. So
you
let's
know,
say
I got,
you
I
took a lighter
news.
To it or something.
Everybody needs to know this. You're fucking a machine, just to let you know.
No, not really.
Oh, yes, you are.
Your partner can manipulate that machine.
Yeah, though. You're effing a machine, dude. Come on.
Imagine the broad that's got to sit there and suck on a dildo so some fucking creep a million miles away can get off. Yeah, keep going, honey. Keep going.
Okay.
Air New Zealand apparently taking some shit for a what they call a sexualized safety video starring Sports Illustrated swimsuit models. These guys are on it.
What's wrong with that? That's how Air New Zealand needs to
right.
roll. That's
you know,
a, that's
stupid
a place.
Safety videos
yeah.
that they show. And
air
you
thing
that.
Dropping from the
right.
sky
exactly.
and all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is the
it's
issue?
It's all fucking swimsuit models.
Yeah.
Hotter shit.
It's the first time anybody in life is ever going to pay attention to that, to the announcements.
Mm.
The only time ever.
Nope. It's being criticized as objectifying women.
Yeah. By Massey University lecturer and feminist commentator Deborah Russell.
Yeah.
That's who it is. I guarantee right now, if I do a search for Deborah Russell, Massey University, I'm going to get a picture.
Get a nice picture.
Yeah.
Her.
I'll tell you right now.
And send her one of those dildonics. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I ask her to put it up her ass.
Fuck you, Debbie Russell.
Unbelievable story out of Plainfield, Illinois. The manager of the Penalty Box Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
Was jailed for allegedly selling an undercover agent a $100 Super Bowl square in a pool.
And that person.
This is something that everybody does.
I want to go back to the.
But you know it's
story
illegal.
To our friend
yes,
Deborah
did you find
Russell.
All right, way to stay on top of it.
She has a Kool-Aid flavored hair, red Kool-Aid short
one of those
hair.
Things.
And it, she's a bloated pixie, in my opinion.
A bloated pixie.
Yeah. Right. You blowed up a pixie.
I'm excited.
And you had the red Kool-Aid in the hair. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to our next thing. Sorry.
Yeah, this is very disconcerting because, you know, obviously. Almost everybody gets involved in a Super Bowl pool, and you see it at local bars. People take money to gamble.
Yeah.
But it's just been overlooked, but not in Plainfield.
That's bullshit, because without naming the place, we just heard a wonderful bartender, not even give the sex of the bartender, say that they did squares for big money. Big money.
Right.
And that person was very happy about
it. Sure, everybody's doing it. But that doesn't mean that it's legal,
well,
so they
that.
Can haphazardly enforce that if they want.
Yeah.
You have to get hammer time in there to fucking get you out of jail over a $100 bet.
Oh, boy.
It's pretty goddamn crazy.
Hammer time!
Hey, if you're not following Jesus yet, would maybe nudity help?
Yes.
New naked church in Virginia.
I'm into that.
Congregation gets completely naked.
Oh, do I have to get naked?
Well,
oh.
If you're worshiping, yes, you got to worship in the nude.
Yeah. Jesus is going to be very upset.
Yes.
He's not going to be happy with this at all. You know, I guess this is another way to get, you know, the congregation involved. Not really.
Sure.
This is another
way. Look, nudists can be God-loving or fearing or whatever they call it, you know.
They're
just nude. God loves everyone.
He does.
Even without the clothes on.
I love it.
David Cassidy, finally getting divorced. The wife says, I had enough. It's too many DUIs for me. 23 years of marriage.
Yeah.
And she's no looker, by the way.
Of course. But here's this. You could say there's all the DUIs adding up. And yeah. Now, the real truth of the matter is our friend probably deep down had enough. After seeing her, I bet he had enough.
Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt.
Right. I mean, even getting like the fumes of fame that he once had has to produce something better than that.
Yeah. That's why he drinks so much. He had to look at that. Yeah. That's a horse tooth motherfucker right there.
Yeah.
Not in. Finally, a pick alert for you. Did you know it's Nuts, the magazine Nuts, 10th anniversary out of the UK? Awesome magazine. If you're into knockers. It's very misleading. Nuts. What?
Yeah,
no, it's about breasts.
But if you're nuts about breasts, then this is the place for you.
And they've got some of their heavy hitters posing for one anniversary picture. Lucy Pinder, unbelievable. Rosie Jones,
yeah,
Holly Pierce,
unbelievable.
That Rian Sudan. Yeah, and a whole bunch of them. Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God. It's too much tits for one picture. It's mind-blowing.
So much. It's hard to contain.
Nuts. Happy anniversary, Nuts.
We are nuts for nuts.
Plenty more news for guys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary Dino.
Fuck you, Debbie Russell.
Be sure to check out our podcast at GaryandDino.com. Yeah. Brand new show every Friday. It's GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Guys, do you hate waking up with a nasty hangover after a night of drinking? How about wasting most of the next day trying to recover, getting back to normal? Well, those days are over. Now you can wake up refreshed and ready to go. Introducing the all-natural enzyme supplement called Booze Burner. Now, they say Booze Burner is specifically formulated to burn up booze, so you wake up feeling great. Just take Booze Burner with a glass of water when you start drinking, and you're good to go, whether it's beer, wine, or spirits. And if you're going particularly hard, you can even take a few more throughout the night. They even say that Booze Burner has been proven effective using a police-issued breathalyzer to reduce your blood alcohol content and speed up recovery time. You owe it to yourself to stay in the game. Just go to booze-burner.com. Order now and get free shipping in the continental U.S. Stop suffering. It's Booze Burner at booze-burner.com.
This is the new normal.